Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. AJ?
Time now for the Flubble Montage. A flubble, as you know, is a flub and a mumble put together. I created it, and now here is the greatest flubbles of the week. Channel 3 biller associates, there you go, next reel coming up, public insurance adjusters, early warning weather, mostly sunny, hot, less humid. Something in my freaking eye over here.
Going on
with something in my eye, it's like driving me nuts. Very humid, rain and thunderstorms, some could be strong to severe with potential for damaging wind. Got a nice day on deck for today, got sunshine, some clouds, and there's sun clouds, but not as hot. You know what, now it's going to make sense with the track, the trail, if they caught fire, that could be from being burnt. You know, like the trailer caught fire.
Wow. Okay.
Mostly sunny. Mid to upper 80s.
What's wrong?
My lips are all stingy. So my notes. Yeah, it's a beautiful day outside. My face
hurts. You can
zip
up your shirt now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Right now, it's 66 Woodbridge. Three biller sources, public insurance adjusters, early warning right before the freaking flow montage. So, the Channel 3 biller associates, public insurance adjusters, early warning. Weather. Right before the flood montage just happened, over in the Berlin Turnpike, there was a McDonald's they used to meet at, and that's where we met up to like set up the race and you drag race center. The Berlin Turnpike, yep. Mm.
Yep.
They graduated.
Yeah, they take
you stay back in class.
Just starving. Yep. I know. You mean that was not flubble.
Is it worth $2 to try and win that $810 million?
It's worth $10.
Not sure what you said there, but
I said it's worth $10. Really wasn't that hard.
You want to try one more time?
Oh. It's worth $10. So as a suspect, I'd be prepared to run 1.6 miles. The fact that you went into a burning building is heroic.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Right, and you didn't set the fireplace on fire first.
Some snake guy came on in that same report and said, I wasn't trying to kill him.
You think those two met in heaven? They said, "Oops." Because I forget why, but the one scene where the girl swimming naked,
and the submarine
telescope periscope comes out of the water. And she grabs it. You couldn't see the back window, and the trunk was loaded, and it was like bungee cord holding the trunk door down. I do it on my leg, like a thigh. A thigh tattoo, so I don't have to wear it all the time. And, have it seen.
You have some bottled water.
Yeah, I have the bottled water from the Chaz and AJ Tramino water from the Chaz and AJ Veterans Gala. There was an elderly lady going the wrong way down. You got three lanes going both ways. She was heading, I guess, I'd say east and westbound.
So what happened?
I just got the hell out of the way.
I'm patching the ceiling in my kitchen. It's been going on for 3 years, but I'm still working on it this weekend.
Now, that's not me, because I haven't done squat.
The tribe honoring you.
Right.
Clearly, they know a lot about your life.
Right. Honoring, yes.
Honoring.
I like that.
Squoze in.
Squoze, yep.
I think you actually said
that. Squoze, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure somewhere it's legal. Squoze.
What do you mean legal?
I mean, actual word.
Yeah, used.
Yeah, that's about as far as my extent goes as far as learned standing, comprehension.
Yeah.
So
I'm looking for a 67 Camaro to do.
Beautiful. First year Camaro, wing mirrors, hold on, awesome. That's awesome.
Dan Malloy, he's a car guy.
So was what's his name? Wasn't he?
I like to tax him.
The guy, Hot Tub Johnny. What the hell's his name? the governor,
Roland.
Why don't you leave it that way and make the school in the strip club? This way, you just have when the teacher comes and you hear the announcer going, "Now, welcome to the desk at the teacher."
AJ, you went to the hospital from something stupid you did here.
Yes, that was the finale of the Buttle Rockets.
Multiple languages that you can click on.
Oh, do Arabic.
Before you call and freak out that you don't know something, check this.
Right. This before you sound stupid. Yeah.
Right.
Probably about eight.
All right.
I should know a little better. Like 3 or 4, I could see, oh, that's okay. He's like, that's cute. Eight years old, it's kind of like you probably should know better.
It was at that moment they saw all the Taco Bell workers' faces. Like their blood was drained from their face. Remember that scene?
I know what you're trying to do, but you're just not doing it.
I hate Fridays. I should work Monday through Thursday.
So what'd you think of that?
Wasn't so many flubbles. It was more collecting my thoughts. What I got to do is when I not think out loud, hang on, stop. That's what I'm going to do.
You just slow it
That's
down.
That's the lesson I'm taking from this today.
Yeah.
Is it not
what was
to,
last week's
not
lesson?
To, not to think out loud. Last week's lesson was let you live.
You noticed nothing about that montage?
Yeah, that I flubbed a lot. I just can't think out loud. I noticed it was mostly me trying to collect my thoughts.
It was all you.
It was all me, yes, I noticed that,
I asked Phil not to put us in there.
Okay, good. That's very nice.
You didn't even notice.
I totally noticed.
Okay. Another bank robbery in Connecticut.
Yep.
Now let's say hello to Pat Oates.
Hello. I'm more excited about the bank robbery. Don't talk about me.
There's a reason why we brought you in here.
Yeah. I'd like to ask you a few questions about your whereabouts yesterday.
It says here, I want a free boat.
The Uber driver said he didn't care as long as he got some of the money. That was fine.
The People's Bank at a Stop and Shop in Naugatuck was robbed Wednesday, becoming the 5th confirmed People's Bank robbery this month. Let's talk to Brian Foley, town manager of the town of Talon and retired chief of detectives, Hartford Police. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Is this a copycat?
I don't think so. There's just a lot of similarities, but it could be. Let me put it this way. I'm pretty sure, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet there's an arrest coming fairly soon.
Nice. I'm surprised there hasn't been. His face is clearly on camera in this one. Brian, if you could just move the phone a little bit. It sounds a little muffled.
Right, two different angles, actually. They got a full frontal and also
perfect.
Like, almost like on profile. Better. Like almost like a modeling thing. Like, look.
Yeah.
Yeah. On rubber.
So you think to yourself, why aren't the cops just sitting on every People's Bank? I'm willing to bet that they are, because at this point he hasn't doubled back, or they, if there's two of them, haven't doubled back on any of the ones they've hit so far, so they keep hitting new ones. So all stuff you can bet that they're looking at. But here's what kind of happens in these sort of things. People's Bank, when they hire their own security, they hire a bunch of retired cops. And they do their own investigation as well. And so now they start tying all of their stuff from the 5 different banks, or six, I think it is now, all together. And they deliver a nice little package and work with police. And Stop and Shop also has security. Both of them have surveillance. And then you have the problem. These Stop and Shops are cookie-cutter property managers who also will have access to cameras all around. Again, I'm not a betting man, but I bet they know the car. I bet they know so much. And they sometimes in these cases, the cops look at the guy's not going in and screwing a gun into someone's face. It's not a ton of money, so they're taking their time. So when they hit, they're going to hit it hard. He's handed a note almost every time, and they'll start piecing together DNA down at the state lab. And there'll be handwriting on there. There might be DNA on there. So they'll use all that kind of stuff to try to start matching all these cases together. And keep in mind, once they have a suspect, they'll jank his cell phone, and that'll have mapping on it. Sometimes the cars, depending on what type of car they have mapping inside. So there's a lot to pin together when you want to go and place a warrant in. And sometimes that takes time. You can bet that People's Bank has reached out to all their staff and said, hey, this has been going on. Keep your eyes out for X, Y, and Z, and this is what we've noticed, and this is what you should do. And they reinforce their security policies. Same with Stop and Shop when they do it. And all the local police departments, all of them that have been involved, they're all sharing information. And there's a state aspect and a Fed aspect as well when these things happen. And those are like task force meetings. Those are happening.
Would you think this guy or guys have cased all of these banks before they started the first one? So now you go through the footage of all the People's Banks to see if this guy has been in the bank already?
Well, the problem is the dynamics of this. You know, I could go into Stop and Shop and buy some Raisin Bran, walk through the thing and get a pretty good look at the People's Bank.
Yeah.
Listen, when you do self-checkout, any place that has a People's, it's across from the stop, from the bank is just the self-checkout. You're staring at it, watching everyone.
Yeah, the first row.
And you're by an exit door. It's never in the middle of the place.
And who buys Raisin Bran?
Do you remember?
Fiber people.
Well, you know. It's for the prize inside.
He's retired.
The prize inside. Well, when you got a leather chair, it's a lot of fun in the office.
Is that Brian Foley with Raisin Bran? Well,
like, forget about the robbery. How's your poop game? That's what we're asking.
Exactly. We do have Fruity Pebbles in the house right now. My daughter loves it. Yeah. But you remember, like, in the 90s, these banks started to show up in the grocery stores. And we used to work at the Stop and Shop in Hartford as security. They would hire a cop back then. And I remember looking at the banks going, it's kind of a soft target there. You know, if I were a bank robber, I'd look. But then the bottom line is there ain't a whole lot of – it's a satellite. It's a small satellite. You know, it's not like this big major bank that's going to have a big score. And there's about a billion witnesses.
That's the thing with me. When you get out in the parking lot, there's too many things you can't plan out. People, cops, car blocking you, kids,
and these are all like congested towns, you know, where it's a pain to go three blocks anywhere, and you got, you know, red lights.
I like that we learned the only reason Chaz doesn't rob a bank is like the parking lot's too crazy. Like,
I wouldn't rob that one.
I prefer to take money the old-fashioned way, politics.
Well, they're getting rid of all of them anyway, so I mean, this is going to be more of a reason for the Stop and Shops. They used to have tons, so what, there's like seven or eight left. Like, they're going to get rid of all of them inside there anyway, correct? Because
it's like a clearance sale. He's just going in and just helping them move.
Exactly, right. Everything's off.
Brian, what do you think the chances are that this person or persons live in Connecticut?
There's no doubt, and I wouldn't be no doubt about that, and then no doubt that there'll be some sort of addiction issue attached to it.
Oh, that's really?
He likes money.
I'm addicted to it.
So am I.
That's interesting.
I'm recovering right now. Yes.
This is a step, like I said last time, a step up from shoplifting. You know, it's we're in the store, we're stealing something. Now there's a bigger score, you know, 30 feet away, with just a little bit more odds of doing some more time should I get caught. There's no weapon involved. They're literally walking into a store and walking out with cash instead of walking out with, you know, Red Bulls and Enfamil.
Right.
You think
it's a hell of a cocktail.
It's an inside job. It's all the cart guys.
Right. No.
How has no one ID'd this guy? Like, this last pitcher, you think they know who he is now? By now?
I know more than I can say.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
We'll leave it there.
All right.
Nice. Okay. All right, because I was going to say, I saw the pitcher on the news, and I thought, somebody knows who this guy is right now.
They're
looking at it as I'm looking at it, saying, I know him.
Hey, George, how you doing?
That's what I was saying, what's taking. Let me put it this way. In cases similar to this, when they have a suspect identified, it's not like they need to go and put the telephone pole through his front door this morning at risk of losing evidence or putting together a better case. Because it's not a huge score. It's not like they're walking around with a firearm. In fact, they've had a propensity to not be armed in these things. So the cops have a little bit more time to kind of slow down. Maybe they want to sit on him. Maybe they want to watch him for a couple of days. Maybe they want to sit in a couple places. So sometimes they may have enough for a warrant. A prosecutor might want them to get a couple more steps, maybe do a search warrant for a cell phone, maybe follow them. Maybe try to grab the car, that sort of thing. So I bet in cases similar to this, cops usually make an arrest fairly quickly.
Okay.
You think the People's Bank looks dumb after five?
Yeah.
Like after three, maybe they should have had some extra security?
Well, I don't know what they hire for security or if they do hire.
I've seen none.
That's funny.
I've seen none.
That's a good way to put it. Maybe they did hire security, but
You got plexiglass and dum-dum pops. That's it.
They have cops behind the scenes. And when these kind of things happen, the internal guys call the detectives and said, you know, it's usually some old-time retired cop from wherever. And they're like, hey, we had a robbery. Here's what we've put together internally inside. And it's usually a really great package with a lot of legwork that'll help out the detectives. And then they send their robbery policy out to their staff who are working the counters, and they try to, you know, get everyone together and they reinforce what to do. And sometimes, maybe they will hire. A lot of times the employees will really lean on the bank to say, hey, we're exposed here, and can you hire a guard? So they do it temporarily to make it go away. where they can hire, and banks hire armed guards often. And in some banks in Hartford, you still see the armed guards there. But at a much higher price to hire an armed security guard than it is an armed one. And sometimes they'll actually hire a police officer. And a lot of the Stop and Shops, they'll hire as well a police officer, right? We used to work it up for overtime way back, but it gets expensive.
Yeah. You want to hire a mercenary like Rambo.
Would you rob a bank?
That might be a little bit too much.
A guy with a big knife, and he's got these bolt things across going,
knocking an old lady down.
And he's telling you carts are on the other side.
He's got a grenade launcher. No, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. I saw the thumb pop. Thank you.
Yeah, hire Dirty Harry, right, exactly.
No, I see some of the security guards, no disrespect, but some of them look like, you know, they're retired, never had any training with a gun. They're just basically there to just have a presence.
But you touch that donut, man, they'll kill you.
That is, it is the presence. And trust me, when they hire an armed security guard, people or any bank, they're not looking, you know, to have some security guard put a hole in somebody. They're not looking for the security guards to shoot anybody. They just want them there as a presence. But that being said, to become an armed security guard in the state of Connecticut, there's a level of training that you have to take that's beyond regular. And to get your guard card unarmed, there's a course, and then there's a background process, and then there's training that you need to get your guard card armed as well. And
oh, wow.
There's a cost.
Yeah, guard card.
How to nap across two chairs, stuff like that.
I don't know how long it is.
Yeah, I just think if you work for People's Bank and under your umbrella of responsibility is security for the bank, you look stupid at this point. Like, all right, I'm after sure two, we should have got it together. But right. Three, four, five.
Yeah, too many people are robbing us.
Come on now.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't come out with a statement to this point, but I'm guessing communications might not be their biggest concern right now on these robberies.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say stupid. Maybe the cops said don't do anything different.
Right,
just keep it the same because that's how we're going to get. I don't know. Maybe it's
not
stupid.
Well, it's the only advertising they've had in a while.
Yeah,
it's they're
true.
Like, finally, people know we're around. True. You know what I mean?
I've said People's Bank more in the last couple of weeks.
This is probably a teller.
They're behind it.
This is probably a teller doing it. Make it look like it's a robbery.
I was going to ask you, Brian, if you thought it was about the money, but you said an addiction thing. I found that interesting because that would time out to.
Yeah.
All right, I ran through it.
Yeah.
I need more.
Any more crack or whatever.
It's just like a thrill thing.
Right.
Maybe like a serial robber or something.
Right. Well, they're back to school shopping. That's
back to the Raisin Bran, the serial robber.
You guys have said it. It's not your typical bank. It's wide open. You know, walk in, walk out, grab a coffee.
Yep.
You have coffee?
So if we were going to have a poll right now, when you think he would get caught?
Nah.
Yeah, like a 16 grid here. Where are we at?
We take a bet on these types of things.
Right.
I'm going to pick. Let's see. I'm going to pick Monday.
Monday. Okay.
See, I'm going Tuesday. You give them the 3-day weekend, little break to get ready to say whatever.
I'm
to stand in front of the People's Bank. We've got them.
I'm thinking because of the fact that it's still working on. I'm going to say Thursday. Thursday by 3.
Thursday.
I'm going to take the under on all of that.
Okay.
So we'll see. Hopefully, I'm right.
All right. And if you were going to rob a bank, how would you do it?
In which bank?
At what time? Which location?
Where were you yesterday?
Probably a People's Bank.
Yeah, clearly.
Seems easy.
Yeah.
You give me a toaster and everything.
A hat and sunglasses. I'm good to go.
Nice. Yeah, no one pick you out at all.
How are things in Tallinn?
Everything's great so far. We had a sign vandalized, a political sign vandalized, and the state troopers are doing a great job with that. And we expect, I'm sure they'll have an arrest at some point.
This is light years from Hartford.
Right. This is PSI, political sign investigators.
He's in Mayberry now.
PSI. So I've had people come and say, how was that meeting? It must have been stressful, and I'm just like, oh my gosh,
We got a car parked over the lot over here.
I was in.
Yep, exactly.
Wow. Now someone's like, they doodled on our statue. It's like, yeah, it's okay.
Don't put a mustache.
Nothing against Hartford because I still love the city and I still keep my footprint there. But this is it is light years away, and we're lucky to have the resident troopers that we have doing their police work here and keeping us all safe.
And it's a good thing. It's a good thing to be light years away.
Yeah,
you know,
when you have Cheryl the switchboard.
No, but it speaks to how great.
Look at him.
Hang on a second. I got to move. Okay, you win.
Cletus is drunk again.
You and Brian, go ahead.
It's
Thank
Otis.
You, Cheryl.
He's drunk and he locks himself in jail.
He has the key.
I ran into a guy at the zoning meeting the other night, and he says, "Hey, I know you." And I'm like, "I do." He's like, "Yeah, you bought a cow from me once." And I swear to God, that happened. And I'm like, "That's right. I did buy a cow from that guy once." And I'm like, "That is the most tolerant thing that's ever happened to me."
I just buy burgers in the store.
It sounds like secret code. You bought a cow for me once.
And why did you buy a cow?
Four of us went in on it. It was Black Angus, and you split it up, and you end up with a freezer full of meat. Cool.
My ex-father used to do that. We used to get a whole cow and split it in half.
John Gee does that.
Oh, yeah.
Raised locally, organic, all that. I didn't end up eating it all. We give it away as much
as you give
as
it
can,
away?
Once it has a name, I can't do it. Yep.
Yeah,
we brought the kids down to the farm early on when it was a young calf. It was fun.
Here's your dinner coming up.
We didn't say that.
Right, Cheryl, the switchboard knows that though.
Bob Stefanowski, Republican candidate for governor, was out there stomping on the podium.
Wow,
he's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
What was the deal in Cheshire yesterday?
Cheshire has one of our correction facilities. And one of the things I've been trying to do in this campaign is kind of get to people on the front lines and, talk to teachers and talk to cops and get a sense for what's going on, because I am going to win this race. And when I do, I need to really figure out what's going on. So I've been talking to the corrections officers in the Cheshire facility for about 3 months now, and the conditions inside are just horrible. And it's not just the officers, it's the inmates, it's the staff. Probably the best example is they've got an air conditioning units that are ancient, and they haven't worked for several weeks. They've been working, then they break, and the temperatures inside of that facility are over 100 degrees. And some of these correction officers are working 16-hour shifts because staffing is so low. So we had a press conference yesterday to try to highlight it and hopefully get the governor and the Department of Corrections to do something about it.
Do you really want them to do something about it?
It's a great question, Chaz. Was there an element of politics to it? Yeah, I guess so. But when you see, there's 1,000 inmates in there, and I don't know how many corrections officers are in there. And these are good guys and women. And, for the governor or anybody else to be driving around in an air-conditioned SUV while people are working 16-hour shifts in 100-degree temperatures, it's just not right.
Wait, I thought he was driving a small Chevy, no?
Not anymore, no.
That's
broke.
That's
his election, yeah.
Yeah, I kid. I got you. What do I know? But I don't know if people are going home saying, those prisons, they need air conditioners.
It's not just air conditioning. It's safety. We had a picture of a 6-inch, they call it a shank, which is basically a knife. There were a couple of those that they found.
Wow, crap.
Like I said, staffing levels are down. There's only six showers for every 100 inmates.
Wow.
A couple of these wings have no hot water right now. I mean, this building was built in 1912.
Really?
And, if we didn't have the money, it'd be one thing. But we got a capital that's sitting on a $5 billion with a B, rainy day fund. And we got inmates and correction officers. And they've been complaining for a while. And to make matters worse, I tried to go into that facility in February. I passed the background check. And then somebody in the governor's office said, Bob's not going in because he's going in for political reasons. So one of the things when you're running for state office is that you can be an advocate for people and get some of these issues out there. Was there an element of politics to it? Of course. But was that the main reason? I can honestly tell you, Chaz, it was to get these people some attention and some help. I said yesterday, I would have been down there. I would have gone in my truck. I would have gone to Home Depot if I were governor. I would have thrown 15 standalone units in there, and I would have driven them to the gate, to the front gate. I mean, that's what you do when you're an elected official and if you actually care about your people. So I'm sorry to get heated about it, but this just isn't right.
No, I got you. There are some people, and I want to acknowledge them, that are listening that will never vote for you no matter what.
Yeah. No, I get it. Amy's probably part of that. No, I'm only kidding.
Your wife. It depends on the day.
Depends on the day, yeah. I get it, and I guess I would ask a couple things. Number one, try to focus on what we agree on, right? Public safety. Letting parents have a say in how they raise their kids and get the government out of the middle. Affordability. You know, a gallon of milk costs over $5 right now. Get that down. And the second thing I'll say is when I win, and I really do think we're going to win, I'm going to represent everybody. Whether you voted for me or not, my job as governor is to represent you. As you guys know, I'm not a bad person. No. Some of my policies you may agree with or not agree with. I'm a good person. I grew up in New Haven. I'm really just trying to help the state. And that includes people that vote for me and people that don't vote for me.
Yeah, there's the group that will never vote for you. There's the group that will vote for you no matter what.
Right.
And then there's the people that are undecided yet. Have you done any kind of research as to what they're worried about, the things that will sway how they vote?
There's really three, and this is what we're focused on trying to fix. Number one is affordability, and that's just not taxes. You realize people in Connecticut, to pay your federal and state tax bill, you work from January 1st to May 21st. That's on average how long you have to work just to pay the government. After that, the money starts to be
due. Is that federal and state?
Yeah, federal and state.
I don't know. I think you may have to go a little bit deeper. I remember, Phil, do you remember offhand? It was like into summer.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it came back somehow.
Right.
But I remember it was into summer. I was like, wow, we're working more deeper into the year. What do I know?
I know.
Well, whatever it is, it's too long.
It's a long time. Yeah.
So you got that. The second one, Chaz, is public safety. I mean, crime is just out of control. In my humble opinion, Governor Lamont has not supported law enforcement. These men and women are out there putting their lives on the line for us every single day. We should bring back the liability limitation that they used to have, and we should get officers back up. Every single department is down. State troopers are supposed to have 1,200 people. They have under 900 right now. We have to support law enforcement. And the third one is just giving rights back to parents. You know, if you want to talk to your kid about sensitive things in kindergarten, that's up to you. You do it around the kitchen table. If you want your kid to wear a mask to school for COVID, that's up to you. Decide it at home. You're the parent. But don't demand this by the government mandating how parents raise their kids. Get government out of the middle. Let parents be parents. By the way, get back to teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic in school rather than all this other stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. Bob Stefanowski is on the phone, running for governor.
I don't know. I'm all agitated today. You're getting me going somehow.
You know what I did notice about this press thing you did in Cheshire yesterday?
Yeah.
Is you're due for a haircut.
Yeah.
We've been campaigning so hard.
Amy said you need a haircut and an eyebrow wax. I'm not sure.
Oh, really? You wax them?
No, I did once way back when, but I couldn't. It's too embarrassing.
Yeah, when they turn to potato wedges, you don't want that.
Yeah, I always, there's always that one hair, that rogue hair that comes out.
That's
very distracting when you're talking.
That's the meerkat. That's when it checks it out for the rest of the hairs.
Yeah.
Everything good?
Yeah. Because I've been watching a lot of grainy ads on you.
Oh.
I think you should make an ad where you're taking the grainy ads and you're taking them apart.
Why this? Yeah, I look like this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, this politics, most of it's not true. I mean, they take a little bit of truth. That's something I said in 2017. And if you look at that, all the press articles that they quote in there are 2018. He's still running against me from 4 years ago. The other thing you hear is the worst thing you want in politics is to be ignored. So you've got an incumbent governor, supposedly the highest ranked governor in the country for Democrats. And he's spending $5 million in the month of May to attack me. He's seeing the same polls that we are, which shows this race is a dead heat, and people are tired of what's going on. I mean, you ask the question, does anybody in the world feel better than they did 4 years ago when Ed Lamont came into office? Is there less crime? No. Are things cheaper? No. Is the infrastructure better? No. In my humble opinion, he hasn't worked hard enough or smart enough to deserve a second term. And that's why we're going to win. We shouldn't settle for mediocrity in Connecticut. We want to be good. We want to improve it. And that's what we're going to do when we win.
You've been out there a lot. Do you like that?
You know, I'm liking it much more this time, Chess. First time around, I was a little bit nervous. I was a little bit buttoned up. I'm really enjoying meeting the people and trying to get to the front lines. And
do you have to eat a lot of bad food when you're out?
I put on about 10 pounds, yeah. So my hair is out of control.
That's a part of campaigning. It's good food. Gain weight.
It's good food, though.
Well, yeah.
When do you have time to sit down and just like enjoy a meal?
Exactly, right. I don't mean bad food, like it doesn't taste good.
Right,
it tastes good, but like lots of calories.
Right.
Yeah, and it's hard to say no if you're at a fair and somebody. I was in Little Poland in New Britain, and somebody brought up the big kielbasa sandwich. I can't say
how do you say no to that? You don't say no to
Polish food.
Yep.
It's true.
I'm enjoying it. I really am. I mean, there's elements that aren't the most fun, but I am enjoying it.
Cool. I was going to ask you what you would do if you won Mega Millions, because we've been talking about it, but I think we already know. You'd run for governor.
Exactly right.
At that point, I'd have to run for president.
Yeah,
that kind of money.
You'd have enough.
Or to live to Connecticut, yep.
Did you guys buy a ticket?
Today?
I bought one for last time, so I have the loser still in my wallet. I want to check it to see if it's worth anything, but I'm going to buy one today. I just want to feel part of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll grab two today.
Yeah.
Right after work.
I haven't. Maybe I will.
You should buy one for the state.
Oh, wow. Imagine that. Yep. I just won.
Yeah.
Right. How you like me now?
You know what's something you might want to do next week, because everyone has to have it paid by August 1st, is car taxes. Do you see they went up?
Oh, boy.
Is that the challenge of the state that does
that? Leave it to our governor to run a campaign ad saying he cut the car tax, and then you get your bill, and it's $100 more than last time. That's hard to do.
Is that the town doing
that? Cut it from what?
Because, no, it went up because car values are up.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah.
But the funny thing is, it won't go down when car values go back down. And that car that I drive is still worth the same amount to me because I'm driving it.
Yeah.
How about hit me if I sell it?
Right. Cool.
It's weird.
Well, it's bad implementation. Governor Lamont blamed it on the mayors. He said the mayors should have lowered their mill rate. Said the mayors aren't the ones running around saying they're going to make your car tax lower. The governor is, and if you say that, you should probably figure out a way to do it such that it happens.
One of the things when I'm around you, I always feel very short.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Do you think that that's an advantage or a disadvantage that you're so tall?
The quote experts would tell you it's an advantage. The taller, the better. I don't know whether it's true. But it's interesting. They also tell you to dress down. If you notice, I didn't have a tie on.
No. Why is that?
Because people hate politicians, and they assume if you have a tie on, you look more like a politician.
You're one of them.
Right.
I got you.
Yeah.
You're part of the system.
Yeah. Interesting.
Nice.
When did you get so tall? How old were you?
You know, I sprouted up in, I think it was freshman year of high school.
Oh, I tried to.
And I was...
was a dud.
No, but was it like
the fuse went
one week you grew like a foot?
Come on. Went light. Damn it.
Mm. Yep.
You know how it is. You go away for a summer and then you come back and everybody looks different. Well, I was about 6 inches taller between, not six, but like 2 or 3 inches taller over the summer.
It's like, what the hell happened?
You can see a teacher's part in their hair all of a sudden.
Do you get picked on for that, being tall?
Yeah, I was a little bit. The term they used to use was gawky. A little bit gawky. I don't know if they use that term anymore.
Right. Try being runt.
So you heard every joke, like, how's the weather up there? Change the light bulbs.
And I got a lot of Polish jokes. You know, back then, Polish kids were picked on.
You were Polish and tall.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to make me cry if you keep going there.
What are you doing?
Well, we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
No, thank you, guys. I love the ads on your station. I got a lot of feedback, so it's great to be on the air.
I got to tell you, I appreciate anytime someone decides to advertise on this show, I appreciate the trust, and I appreciate that they say, this group of people, this tribe is important to me.
Yes.
So I love it.
Oh, it's a really important audience, and you guys were big supporters, and I get it. You got to stay neutral, but I just hope people remember, to your point earlier, I'm going to represent everybody. So whether the parts of the tribe don't like me, I still owe it to them to represent them when we win.
Cool.
Oh, somebody's on the phone wants to know, what are the boys' views on abortion? They want to know what we think. Bob's views. What are your views on abortion?
Yeah, I think Connecticut's law is right where it should be. I do believe in a woman's right to choose. I do think we should have parental notification, though. Right now, Governor Lamont doesn't believe in that. I think if you're a 13-year-old girl and you're up in your room trying to figure out what to do, I think the parents have a right to know and counsel that kid and come to the right answer as a family. Governor Lamont doesn't think so. So that's one area. We largely agree on this, but that's one area we disagree.
All right, Bob. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
Amanda Mamana.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that's a cool name.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like saying forward and backwards.
It's going to be great when you're a grandma.
It's like a pun and joke.
Oh, Mamana? That's Amanda.
Right. Grandma Mamana. Yeah.
The flip side of Black Betty.
Wow, you started... You started out really, it sounded like you were nervous when you were first out on stage on America's Got Talent.
Yes, yeah, I was. It was definitely, I pushed myself like out of my comfort zone for speaking at least because of my speech impediment. I would always hate public speaking and having like to answer questions in class at school.
Cops. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it sounds like that was the worst part of it—not performing the song, but doing the pre-interview where they ask you questions.
Yeah, the Q and A.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
So you were more worried about that than the performance.
Right. That yes. aced. Yeah, it's easy.
That's
yeah.
why. Usually it's the other way around.
So let me just sing. Yeah. Maybe sing your answers.
All right, let's play let's play a little bit of the initial interview.
Good evening. What is your name?
My name's Amanda.
So, Amanda, before, first yes. of all, was it really that long, or did they
stretch it?
Did they stretch it a little bit to make it more dramatic?
I think it was that long, but to be honest, I can't really, like,
yeah, it's a blur.
I don't really remember.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Amanda. And how old are you, Amanda?
I'm 19 years old.
Where are you from?
Yeah, that's got to be, you know, it's just...
Mm-hmm.
I do the same thing.
It's torture.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why would they do... Did they play some kind of a reel before you went on, just so people know what's happening?
A little heads up?
No, they actually did not.
Wow.
No.
That's more awkward, because now everyone watching thinks this girl has stage fright.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's fast forward to the song here. And you're playing.
Wow.
Yes.
I still remember that kid afraid to open the door.
They do that classic shot of each judge's face like, what is going on here?
Hi.
Yeah.
It was kept in a box and it locked. She held the key.
How is it, Amanda, that you have the speech impediment but you could sing so beautifully?
I guess... from like what I've heard is that it uses a different part of the brain when you sing.
Right. So what AJ was saying earlier would work. Like if you sang, could you sing your answers or not really because you haven't rehearsed the words?
I mean, as like a kid, at school, it's like if I got picked on. Like to read.
Oh, what a drag.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, there were some, there were some times like where I would just have like make up like a melody, like and sing it.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
See, that works.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So,
kids are jerks.
Right.
And the cat and the mouse and the this and the that. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But it's the teacher that picks them to read.
And the answer to the question is
exactly.
Thought they were helping you.
Right.
You know, like just get over this.
Right.
The kids are just the worst, you know?
And the address is distant. And then,
you come up with a song, Go Screw Yourself. Friend.
You're a horrible teacher. You should be fired. They bring you up on charges.
So did you graduate Trumbull High School?
I went to a Christian Heritage School in Trumbull.
Cool.
I graduated 2021.
Nice.
All right, so you were trying to go to school during 2020. Fun, right?
Seriously, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Enough times.
Yeah.
Trumbull, Trumbull.
This performance on America's Got Talent, when did this air?
That aired last Tuesday the 19th.
Wow, so you're still in it?
Yes.
Cool.
That's great. Do you know yet?
As of right now.
Do you know what happened and you can't tell us? Did that all play out yet?
I won't ask
you.
Yeah,
so I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't really say right now.
Okay.
Now we're cool with it.
But where we stand now, you're still in it. We don't know how it's going to shake out, but you're still in it.
Yeah, as of now.
As of now. Okay,
as
good.
Of now.
Good. Okay. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yes. I gotcha.
We won't ask any more questions about it.
No, that's great. You know, either way, whatever happens, I mean, America has seen you sing. Did you get a good response? Has anyone reached out to you?
Yeah, the comments, like, and texts that, like, I've gotten have been, like, incredibly, like, kind and just, like, people have been touched and
supportive and stuff like that.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Absolutely.
You sound beautiful.
Because, you know, I got to tell you, social media, I don't know if you're aware of this, Amanda. Not always nice people on there.
Yeah. Oh, I know, yeah. You know,
not always supportive, not always positive.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're getting a lot of good response, then that's
it's like Facebook.
Says a lot.
It's like Facebook.
You know, people immediately when they hear you speak, at least me, I'm like, oh, I feel bad for you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we take things for granted. And then when I hear you sing, I'm like, that's a beautiful voice. And it's not because I felt bad for you
five seconds ago.
I'm
like, voice.
Wow, that is a great voice on any given day against any singer.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's like I hear it again in my head right now.
But what if I could go back in time and change the way I felt about my life? Oh, but then would I still have inside.
It's a really appropriate song, too, for, like, everything you've been through, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear the end. Let's hear the... is there a high note in this song at the end or something?
Yes, there is, at the end. Mm-hmm.
Let's try to get to that, and then we'll hear the crowd reaction.
Everything that brought me to life.
You hear a pin drop.
And an applause.
Ah.
Wow.
Yay.
Is that the biggest audience response you ever heard in your life?
Yes, absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
I hear this when I leave the stage.
It's over.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Woo.
And now what's happening? You're still playing?
That's the.
I think that's
she's getting played off. Or
no,
whatever.
That's the show.
Background music.
Oh, yeah. Show music.
Right, no, they're going to talk to her for like another 2-3 minutes. Here.
Okay, so standing ovation. I'm guessing judges are standing. Everyone's standing.
Throwing money, applause.
Yeah.
Lots of fingers to eyelids right now. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
So I know there's a lot more to write in your life in terms of parts of movies, you know, but right there, that could be the movie ending, like after everything you've been through to be on that stage at that moment and then crush it and everybody stands.
Right. The next film is us. I met these three jerks.
Are you making a song about us?
Yes.
There are four of us here?
I'm not the jerk.
Right.
You're not a jerk.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm the one that's not.
It's us three. It's us three, yes.
Oh, let's hear what they say, what the comments are.
I see you're really emotional. What are you thinking?
It's just crazy. I couldn't... There were times when I was a kid where I was like... Like, I can never do anything like this. Like, I'm not good enough.
Now, are you playing this music, Amanda?
No, no,
that would be
background
really
music.
Cool. Like if you were playing that,
synthesizer.
Like she gets extra points for that.
To the little Casio.
Yeah.
There was a woman in the crowd that spoke back to her. Did you hear that?
No.
Yes. Let's go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that your mother?
It was before that.
Are your parents in the audience?
Good enough doesn't explain it.
It was just my dad, but he was standing with Terry Crews.
Oh, backstage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
I hear that too. I usually hear, "You suck."
You suck.
Imagine.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Who was this woman? Do we have that?
Yeah, I have no idea who she was.
Oh.
What did she say?
So she was encouraging her.
So she, Amanda, said something about not feeling good enough, and assumingly a random audience member screamed out, "You are good enough," and it was just a very, very touching moment.
That's nice.
Was that a random person?
She was, yeah.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Because I would be thinking it, but I wouldn't want to ruin that moment by yelling out.
Yeah.
Oh, it made
Yeah.
I would have to pay that person.
I would second guess it to the point where it's like, oh, I missed a moment.
Yep.
Yeah, good for her.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome
job. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Amanda. Yeah, you really.
Thank you so much.
In a time where we're looking for good news stories, this is a great news story.
Yeah, thanks for being great news.
Thanks for
thank you so
on,
much
too.
For having me.
Thank you.
Oh, you're always welcome here.
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Thank you.
And good luck. We have our fingers crossed
exactly.
for you.
Exactly. And toes, too.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the Mighty 99.1 PLR.